Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
The wow. Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's awesome. Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Lindo Sabatini with us. Happy Halloween.
What's happening?
What's up? You gonna get lots of costumed people tonight?
Probably.
Adults? Like children?
Everybody. I mean, there's a lot of people coming in.
Yeah.
But we're not handing out free slices of pizza, so.
Well, no, that's, you got to make your money.
Well, if you give money, that wouldn't be free then. Yeah. But the same deal. If you bring money in to pay for your food, you can have your food, right?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Of course. They're not changing that much.
Look, Halloween on a Friday is cool. I love it.
It is.
But
it's cool. But in a pizza shop, you wish you had regular Friday business. So. No, but it's gonna be a pretty cool day because as far as the restaurant's concerned, a lot of the orders are large because people are having people at their house trick or treat
sure,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So we'll get a lot of like 6, 7, 10 pie orders.
Yeah, and then you have the playoffs we were just talking about and all these football games. So I'm sure people will want to have some pizza after that as well. And this weekend too.
I think West Pittston's gonna be crazy tonight.
Yeah,
because they do Halloween Town. It's Halloween and at the same time in the same town, you have this big playoff game at Wyoming area. So it's going to be interesting.
My wife and I have been wondering, you know, because Valley View is playing at home where we live, and you have these home games. Are the kids going to go to Halloween parties? Are they going to support their team? Are they going to trick or treat? Like, what's going to happen?
Right.
And then they have the wind, which throws in like the parents like me who go, I don't think it's safe. We should stay in.
My 13-year-old and his friends are planning about doing a hybrid thing. They want to go to the game for a while. And then after they're done with the game, like in their minds, they're going to ditch out on trick or treating.
Yeah. There were a few years when my son played soccer. The playoffs would be going on around on Halloween. And I remember 2 years when we ended up out in like Wayne County area at games. And during there were a couple games. Yep. So we would go down there and we would trick or treat with her and then get there in time for the game my son would be playing in. So like we would trick or treat in neighborhoods that, you know, she didn't want to be like, why am I stuck here at a soccer game? So
you don't want to ruin one or ignore the other.
Yeah. No, you can't.
It's kind of a twofer trip.
Right. So we would just be like, we don't know this neighborhood. We're just walking door to door. So anyway, it's going to be a party weekend for people. Adults have taken over Halloween. When we were young, we all talk about, it was a kid's thing. Mm-hmm. My parents didn't go do parties. Now Halloween is, what is it? The number two celebrated holiday that people spend money on.
But watch your back, Christmas. Watch your back, Christmas. Halloween is coming.
I hope none of the guys in the kitchen are listening to this. I'm a little nervous, though, because nobody asked for it off. So I just don't know if they didn't realize it was Halloween. They're not going to show up.
Oh, well, that would not be good.
But not one person asked for it off, which normally I get like.
Yeah, but everybody they have a whole weekend, so they could, do something on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
So I even think a lot of that, you're getting nervous. Don't screw me on this holiday.
Well, it's kind of like, I think it's like that for some of the big haunted attractions. They're almost all of them are open at least on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. So even though it's past. Right. So I think maybe these, you will only hire great people. They're going to be there.
So, Jason, how long are you doing this show? How long are you on the beer show?
I don't even know anymore.
Was it 2021?
I have no recollection.
I think it's 2021.
Thank you.
He's been pretending to be a beer expert now for 4 years?
No way. No, I'm not.
All right. Well, this might be the first time in 4 years that you picked today's beer.
Is this because of your Facebook post?
And you said you wanted to drink Cape May mop water. Yeah, so I don't have to play the game. I don't have to play the game that what are we drinking? What do you taste? Because you know it. As you said, we're drinking mop water.
Yes.
Mop water.
Okay.
Tell me they didn't take a
Check it out.
Yeast actually, off of a mop.
I don't know. There's a mop and mop water.
Each beer has a story. They're like, well, one time Brian dropped a can of something and we had to sweep up and it wasn't enough.
We had
to get
something. Remember the beer we had where they got the yeast off someone's beard?
Yeah.
So dear Lord in heaven, yeah. I don't know what, I think that's still worse than mop water.
That's Rogue Brewery. They took John Meyer is the brewer, and they did viable yeast samples until they were able to brew out of his beard.
If they took guitar player John Mayer with his history,
not him.
They would have been shut down.
No.
I like Cape May Brewing. They have one of my favorite beers, and I don't pretend to be a beer expert, but I appreciate what they can do with it. They have it's called Cranberry Bog, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite beers ever.
Okay.
That's not lime. I like a lot of lime beers. I saw this and I'm like, ooh, Cape May Brewing.
So it was the Cape May.
Yeah. But then I went, mop water?
None of us have tried this yet, right? Nancy, have you tried it yet?
I sniffed it.
Okay,
I'm nervous because it feels like a prank.
I don't care. It's still a terrible name for a beer. I'm going to say it. I try not to say negative things about it, but about beers, but you really want a can of mop water?
I know. It sounds weird. Yeah. Like, why?
Well, according to the can, it says the Cape May Brewing Company's chief mop man mandated a beer brewed with cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, and a SH blank load of real vanilla.
Oh.
So why didn't they just call it that? That's
I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
But I feel like this would be like having a beer called Storm Runoff. It's like, ugh, doesn't really sound appetizing or taste.
Combining these spices with the flavors of German malts creates a brown ale perfect for cool autumn evenings and bitter winter nights. And I guess what? I read that without my glasses.
Put them on already. You're trying to fight the inevitable.
Still fighting it.
Did you try it, Nancy?
I did.
I just tried it as well. Linda's trying it right now.
I can taste those.
There are a lot of flavors. This feels like they did the thing where they poured a bunch of different beers into a cup and wanted to see what it tasted like.
It's good, but
it's a lot.
It almost feels like they're trying to keep the pumpkin season going.
Right,
longer.
right, because of the little spicy. I think it's good though.
I don't know. Doesn't it feel like they poured a couple different beers into this and just
No. It's. I'm not being negative by saying
this. None of us are giving it an enthusiastic thumbs up, but it's we're at a loss for words.
It's good. It's almost like spice soup.
Spice soup. Yes, because there's a bunch of different flavors.
It's super popular. A lot of people have been asking me for this for the last couple of years. It's the first time it's been in the market. As soon as I saw that it was available, we put it out on Facebook so people knew it was here. It's good. I mean, this is going to be great. Tonight, if somebody needs a beer to walk around West Pittston with while they're trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Or if you're in somebody's yard, this would be a great one.
Go
ahead.
I was gonna say, while I am drinking this and we're talking, I feel it like settling in my chest, and I really like the way it feels.
Well, like, there's that, too. It's a little stronger. It's 7.3% alcohol.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So it really is a late fall. Early
so
winter,
walking
warmer.
Around is better than driving. Do not drive.
And I don't know how long have they had this beer for? A couple years,
yeah.
I was going to say like 5 minutes.
It is, no, not us, the company. I think the name is horrific. However, it's a marketing, it's genius.
Well, you're
from
saying
a marketing.
People love it too.
Right,
well,
yeah. But then,
when I was in Belgium, I'm walking by a beer store, right? I look in the window and there was a can of beer and it was called Urine.
Oh, okay.
Urine. It made me stop. I turned around. I walked in. I bought a can of urine.
It stands out.
I had to see, like, why would somebody name the beer this? And
right.
And it forced me to buy the beer because I needed
right.
a picture.
Well, if it's
of a
compelling,
can of urine,
I mean, the number one thing you want is someone to purchase it. So,
right. So Mop Water
it works.
I mean, the name is the name got it on the show alone.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. So I think it catches. I think it gets people. I think I would buy merchandise with that on there quickly. About the urine beer, instead of like a 1 to 10 scale, do an A through P scale. A is the best beer. P is the worst. How would you rate urine?
It was a 2.
No, urine.
I know.
I'm making pee-pee jokes here.
I got it. It was not a really good beer. If A was the worst, it was a B.
I have to say, I just took a huge swing and missed wildly.
It's all right. And we were going to just let it go. But
I just want to point out that I know I failed that one, but that's okay. I tried.
I'm in a good mood. I don't want to bring you down.
No, it's okay. I'll take that one on the chin. It's done.
Yeah, so this is good. And you said this is the first time that you've had it
It's
here?
The first time it's been available in this market. And it will be coming up on draft as well. And as I'm drinking it, it was 8:30 something in the morning, and
right.
you know your first sip of beer was at 8:30 something in the morning.
I've had coffee
besides that,
all morning, so.
Yeah, and then that spice hit me. If I was drinking a pumpkin coffee coming in, this might have been an easier transition. But
right.
now my mouth is used to it, and it's kind of growing on me.
It is. It's good.
I can't. Yeah, it's strange.
It's cans, right? You've got cans. This is
cans.
What it is.
Yeah, 12 ounce cans with the mop on.
Look for the mop in the bucket.
Only opportunity missed. Serve it in buckets. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's a mop.
It's not a bad idea. If you have little buckets.
Little buckets. Yeah, see, that one's not bad. It's not a joke. I'm just saying, like,
whittle buckets.
Whittle.
All right. Well, I like it. I do like it.
I can't believe I like it. It's weird. Like,
listen,
I just be careful.
I knew it had to be.
It's delicious.
I knew it had to be kind of good because so many people have asked me for it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've got demand for it.
You know what the thing is? I think I sometimes don't know what I'm tasting until you say, oh, it's this. My brain needs direction. Like, what am I tasting? Because I know it's not mop water.
Fire cinnamon stick in this thing.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yummy. Well, it's Cape May Brewing. Mop water. It's available now?
Yeah, we have.
And you will have it undrafted at some point.
Say it again. I think it's funny.
What? Cape May Brewing mop water. Mop water. Look for the mop and bucket, folks, on the front of the can. Have a great Halloween. And are you cheering on any one team, or do you have to stay unbiased, or you can...
For high school?
For high school football.
Take a stand, man.
If I didn't say Wyoming area, my entire family would throw me out of the house.
All right, there you go.
But do you want to be alone?
No. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. If that's the goal. You know you're out, but you know your exit plan.
I didn't think of it that way. Let's go prep.
The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft. And imported beers. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers, mop water, and people together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.